Good evening and welcome to the AIS Arena. It's Price Attack Women's National Basketball League match. Well, it's more than just one match tonight and this weekend, as we have a pair of double headers here at the AIS Arena, and all starting with the early game tonight. The AIS, the home team, hosting the GET Sydney Uni Flames, and a good way to get this night off to a start. That will be followed later on tonight by the Canberra Transact Capitals up against Townsville Fire. We'll look forward to that battle because of Lauren Jackson making her return after 3 months on the sideline with those stretch fractures. But we'll be looking forward to seeing her, how she performs tonight, having been out for that period of time. But the first game tonight, it's the AIS up against the Sydney Flames. The AIS, of course, have not had a good season. They've yet to come up with a victory with a very young squad. They've had some pretty bad injury problems that have not made it easy for them, but they're a young, talented side, and they'll be trying their hardest over the final 3 rounds of the Price Attack Women's National Basketball League season to get a win. And tonight, well, here's their first opportunity. They are fresh after having a double last weekend where they went down to Melbourne and played the top three teams in the league, Bulleen and Dandenong, losing both those games. But they'll be looking forward to tonight with hopefully a fully fit squad to taking on the Sydney Flames tonight. They play Townsville tomorrow, but they'll look forward indeed tonight to try and get a victory over Sydney. This is round 16. There's a double-double here. It's a double-header tonight, a double-header tomorrow night, and should be a lot of fun. The AIS will be looking, Christina Fox and Abby Bishop, two of their better players, obviously missed out, didn't play last week, and so having them back tonight would obviously be big for the AIS. Hopefully they are here. We'll find out in a little while that they are listed in the team, so hopefully they'll be playing, and that'll give them a lot more strength. And you know, with some height that they have, they'll really push, and should push Sydney. Sydney, however, we've got to say, they're outside the Final Four. They're in fifth place right now with an 8-8 record. They're just behind Adelaide in the chase for one of the final positions, and you'd say that's the position that's up for grabs right now. It would seem the top three, barring major catastrophes, should continue on their way to make it into the Final Four. But the Adelaide spot at 9-7, Adelaide, is under threat from both Sydney Uni and Townsville. Townsville are 8-9. So both teams, both the visiting teams here for this double header, will be looking to key wins that could hopefully, they'll be hoping, get them into that final spot, which Adelaide hold down at this stage. But it'll be interesting to see. Adelaide, of course, are in Melbourne. They'll be taking on Bulleen and Dandenong this weekend. So things certainly could change by the end of this weekend on the ladder, and it'll be interesting to see how that all works out. Sydney come in, of course, with lots of experience. Trish Fallon, Belinda Snell, Narelle Lindsay, Kristen Beal, who has just come back last weekend. She's missed the whole season, came back last weekend, had her first taste of basketball for the Price Attack season. So she'll be looking forward to coming back to her old home court. She was here, of course, in 99 when the AIS were victorious in the Women's Grand Final. That great team, which of course featured Beale, Penny Taylor, Lauren Jackson, etc. It was just a great squad. Beale back in unusual uniform, and we'll look forward to seeing her form and how she pulls up as well. But they just have so much strength and experience. Brianna Hennessy, Vafiaki, the young guns coming up. Gemma Sutherland, who knows this place very well as well, having been a member of the Canberra Capitals for a number of years and being a part of some championship teams here with the Capitals. Natalie Porter, very, very strong and great player as well. Georgia Woodyard, who was with the AIS as well. So this should be a heck of a game. Should be an absolute beauty. Looking forward to what should be a top game of basketball. First game for the night, it's the AIS up against the Sydney Uni Flames. So let's hear from the head coaches. First, the Sydney Flames, Karen Dalton, followed by the AIS's Dean Kinsman. Well, Karen Dalton, it's a big weekend for you.
Yeah, no. Obviously, got the AIS tonight and Canberra tomorrow, and we obviously need to win all games I think, for the remainder of the season to make the four. So obviously it's a big weekend for us.
Yeah, because Adelaide are just really half a game in front of you. That makes it really doubly important.
Yeah, well, we can't end up, because of the fact that they've won the series over us, we can't actually end up equal with them. So, you know, our target back at the start of, or after the Canberra game actually in December, was, you know, to win every game for the rest of the season, and that's, you know, that's obviously our goal for us.
Starts right here with the AIS tonight, the easier game for the weekend for you.
Yeah, no, obviously, look, the AIS are, you know, a young group, and you've got to respect them, and, you know, you've got to come up with wins against them. Obviously, we're hoping we are going to come up with a W, and then focus on Canberra tomorrow.
Because I think the AIS would like a win this season, so...
Yeah, no, I'm sure they're going all out for a win. Hopefully it won't be against us.
Good to have Kristen Veal back.
Yeah, no, she's not sitting up tonight. You know, at this stage of her comeback, she can probably only play one out of the two games, so we'll leave her for tomorrow. But yeah, it's very good to have her back, and she obviously, you know, provides us with, you know, a fairly effective backcourt now.
And the rest of the squad feeling okay?
Yeah, no, not too bad. We've had a couple of minor hiccups and injury, sickness, but I think everybody's at that stage of the season where there's niggles, but nobody really missing a game other than, you know, Veely.
Yeah, well, good luck tonight.
Thanks very much.
Well, Dean Kinsman, you're at home for a double-double this weekend.
Yeah, I reckon it's a good weekend for the league, actually. A lot of games important to decide positions in the four, and the group tonight we're playing Sydney, they're striving. They can't make any... errors from the home stretch in their last five or six games, so I'm sure they're pumped to come out and play us. But for us, it's a good challenge to see again we can back up. So we're looking forward to tonight's game.
You've had a terrible season with injuries, etc. How's it looking tonight?
Oh, it hasn't got any better for us. We've had a couple during the week where they've had to go off MRIs, and without being modified tonight, so we're down to nine, but really, seriously, we're down to seven. So, you know, it's tough on the girls, but, you know, it gives opportunity for those to get plenty of time. There's no hassles about court time for our group, so they all know they're going to play.
And, of course, some new ones that have come in fitting in fairly well.
Oh, you know, that's the big upside of where, if you could look at it, on the upside from the injury factor, bringing in the younger group a little bit before their time has given them a great opportunity to get some game time and get a bit of exposure in the league and understand the players that they're matched up against. And we're really confident that in probably 12 months, 18 months' time, we'll see some benefits of that.
Well, good luck tonight.
Thanks very much.
Well, Michelle, it's the first game of a doubleheader, another doubleheader tomorrow night. It's a great night, great weekend of basketball here in the National Capital.
It is. It'll be good to get basketball back underway this year, with the Canberra Capitals having a bye last weekend, first round back after the Christmas New Year break, and the AIS on the road with the killer double down to Dandenong and Bulleen. So it's great to have some women's basketball back in Canberra, and it'll be interesting to see if the Canberra public will get out and support this, because there's some great sport on the floor here. Get to see some great athletes, and maybe even get to see Lauren Jackson back on the floor later this evening.
Yeah, we're hoping that Lauren will make her first appearance for 3 months, so we're looking forward to that.
And
the first game tonight, AIS in Sydney, and Krista Veal, of course, back with the team, but not playing tonight, as we heard from Karen Dalton. But we will see here tomorrow night that I think Sydney probably will be too strong tonight.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the AIS have to be philosophical about this season. They're in a rebuilding phase. They had quite a few of their players leave last season. Injury to Nino, one of their...
He's sitting sidelined.
Yeah, that's right.
With the injuries, I think he's got more sitting sidelined than he has actually playing right now.
That's right.
He said he's probably got seven that are fit. He's actually got nine suiting up tonight, but two of them are carrying injuries. Will be interesting. Katie Ray-Ebers, Ebsery, Rebecca Schatz, Michaela Domkins, Melissa Smith and Kayla Francis will be the starters for the AIS. As we're about to tip off, Eva Apiaki, Trish Fallon, Belinda Snell, Natalie Porter, Narelle Lindsay in the guard slot, I think.
But, right.
Yeah, it is Lindsay out there as well, but the AIS have first use of it. And it's Ebsery who gets it on the outside, dribbles left, comes back right side to Domkins. Domkins looking to pass it off, comes back to Ebsery on the left, chip it on the floor, dribble against Lindsay, back to Smith. Smith with a three, no, just a two, had a toe on the line. First basket for the night, good start from the AIS.
That's right, give them a bit of confidence to get into the game.
Certainly need it. Nat Porter with a three from out top, won't go, he's left it just a little short.
Coach Dalton probably wouldn't be happy with that as your first shot selection for the game, but nevertheless.
Nat Porter, of course, can't hit them from out there. Probably hasn't warmed up quite enough, on that, judging by that one. Francis going into the corner, comes back to Smith, across to Domkins. She'll put it on the floor. Drive inside, lap won't go. Snell with a defensive rebound. There's so much experience on the Sydney side, isn't there?
Oh, there is, and, you know, Snell's playing great ball at the moment, so...
From the same spot as Porter. Snell's in form.
Snell's in form, and I'd probably be a bit more comfortable with Snell shooting at the Porter early in the game.
You don't want to leave Snell alone outside. She could really punish him.
Absolutely.
Ebsery gives it off to Schatz. Afiaki comes up with the steal. Dribbles down the left side, down the centre. Takes it to the basket, lays it in and gets fouled in the act of shooting. Go to a line.
That was a nice finish by Afiaki. She took the ball hard to the bucket, drew the foul, made the layup, and now hopefully she'll nail the foul shot and punish the AIS.
Sydney in a white uniform is a little bit unusual.
It is. I think with the move to the Sydney University, they've tried to rebadge themselves effectively, so...
Afiaki makes the three-point play. So it's an early 6-2 lead for Sydney here. Schatz tries to get us across centre court. Down to Ebsery for the easy lap. No! Just got scared out of it, I think, but then does a great job to steal the offensive board back.
So it was a nice recovery, made an error, missing an easy shot, and recovered it well.
Domkins hits a three from the left.
That's good. The AIS are looking reasonably confident out there, and they're not being afraid to take the opportunities when they come their way.
Porter puts it on the floor, drives down the centre, can't get the lap to go, and it's Domkins with a defensive rebound. Quickly on out to Ebsery, 3-on-2, but she tries to throw a pass through Trish Fallon, which didn't get through her.
No.
Straight into her. Trish just brings it back up court. Lindsay, the pass inside to Afiaki for the left-handed layup. It won't go. Snell touches it out of bounds. So a couple of easy layups opportunities missing from both sides.
And really not the home court for either of these teams. The AIS usually play out of the training hall venue, so it might take them a little while to adjust to the rings in this venue.
And, they should know them fairly well. Francis inside, lap won't go. Smith tried to keep it alive and only found Snell, who dribbled down court. 3-on-3, pull up at the free throw line, won't go. Schatz gets in there and grabs the defensive rebound. Smith will bring it down court. Francis in the front court will hand off to Ebsery to set up the play. 7:25 to go here in the first quarter. 6-5, Sydney lead. Smith to Schatz, down to Domkins' left side. Pass inside to Francis, who's fouled in the act of shooting by Afiaki.
That was actually a good offensive set from the AIS. They did a good job. They were patient. They reversed the ball well. They got the player in the post when she made a good steal, good feed in, and she went strongly to the basket. Didn't nail the shot, but, you know, she's on the line now. She can knock these two down and punish
One of the players that came in 5 or 6 weeks ago to the program after other injury. This is the first free throw. But, it's a big who which they need now that Abby Bishop's is out injured as well.
Unfortunate for Abby, she's actually having a very good season for the AIS.
Yeah, really impressed me with the first game of the season here against Lauren Jackson. She took Lauren on and really enjoyed that.
No fear.
Yeah. At that age, Snell, three left alone at the top, three-pointer won't go. Porter inside with the offensive board is fouled by Francis, I think it is. 12, Smith.
That was a bad breakdown there by the AIS. They really reported no one stepped up to block her out on that. And then the sort of thing that you need to do consistently to play at this level is not allow players to get those sort of easy opportunities.
Porter at the free throw line makes the first. That's the second on foul on Melissa Smith. You don't want that this early in the game. Three minutes gone.
Certainly don't.
Porter makes them both. Extends the lead to 8-5 as Francis gets the ball off the inbound pass, back to Smith, down to Ebsery. Of course, as we heard from Dean Kinsman, they really have only got 7 foot players. Francis gets a baseline jumper and hits it.
A nice little shot from the corner there.
Ebsery did well to fight through to get the pass to her too.
She did.
Good defense. Porter.
I think we'll continue to see Sydney slide pressure and look to double team and trap any opportunity they can. We did with a nice move in on the basket there, back to the basket. Feels where the defensive player is. Nice finish.
Yeah, Georgia Woodyard, who's come in for Eva Fiaki very early on. Schatz gets it on the left wing. Francis in front of it, gets it low post. Layup won't go, but did really well to shield Porter off that one so she could get the ball and the layup.
She's making great position down in the post.
just defensively she wasn't quite there that time, and Porter inside's been fouled in the act of shooting.
That's right, yeah. No, Francis is actually doing a very good job of getting good position down in the block at the offensive end of the floor, and hopefully she'll start to be able to make some of those shots.
Porter will go to the line again. There's Vicky Brick. Oh, no, Brianna Hennessy coming in. We've been a little bit confused with Brianna Hennessy. She changed her hair colour.
She has. Okay.
So she's coming for Trish Fallon. And she's changing the ball, Ali. Ball up at the far end of the court, anyway, where the action was. But we'll put this back up to Porter to take the free throws. Made them both last time. That one ran around, dropped out. Did the full trip. Didn't drop. 10-7. Sydney leading, and Porter makes her third point of the game.
Yeah, Sydney is starting to extend defensively now. You can see they're going to try and put the AIS under a lot of pressure, wear them down, to make mistakes just like that one.
Lindsay comes up with a steal and is fouled by Epsery as she took it in at the basket. Yeah, and it was good work from Lindsay.
It was.
To get the steal at half court. After that, AIS were always in trouble.
Lindsay's getting another career in another year in her career in the WNBL, getting called out from retirement to replace both Toto and Veal, who were injured before the season commenced. So she had the call up, and I guess she's enjoying it.
I'm surprised she retired. She's not that old.
No, she's not that old. No, she's been in the league for a long time though, and I guess you know people do wear out after a while, shall we say?
Yeah, probably sometimes just need a year off or two and. But yeah, good to see her back. Just the free throw. But they end up with the offensive board. Quite take it back inside, and Gemma Sutherland, a local.
She is a local. In fact, I remember coaching Gemma as a 14-year-old, so it's good to see her out there still playing.
But defensive foul called on Belinda Snell.
Yeah, they're doing a good job of actually staying positive and on the front foot and going at Sydney, so they will continue to run. Create some opportunities in that. And I guess when you've got a young group like this, when they start to get under a lot of pressure, that sometimes they can take a backward step and get quite defensive in what they do, and that would be a big mistake.
Frances in the paint from out front.
She's doing a great job. She's really not taking a backward step. She's taking it right at him. It's good to see.
Snell at the other end. Gives it to Woodward, trying to put it inside. Comes off the foot. It'll be Sydney Ball from the side. Shot clock reset as Tomlinson and Molly Lewis will be coming in for the AIS with her substitutions as Rebecca Schatz, Melissa Smith sat down, and Noelle Lindsay sat down too.
And Vicky Brick came into the point guard spot for the Uni Flames. Oh.
She puts it off the foot of Edgery out of bounds, her first play for the game.
Yeah.
5:19 to go here in the first quarter.
Vicky Brick's first season in the WNBL, and I think that's one of the reasons why they brought Narelle in, because she was going to have to carry a large load of the guard responsibilities. Would you take the ball to the basket, does a good job, draws the foul, and she'll go to the line. There's a lot to ask of someone, a rookie into the league, to be expected to take that kind of responsibility in the guard spot.
It's kind of Francis with two fouls as well. The shortage of players, they really don't want to be in too much of foul problems. Woodyard misses the first free throw. And makes the second, though. She's got 3 points for the game. Of course, another guard, but they're missing Michelle Musselwhite, who got injured a little while ago, so she's out of the equation as well.
That's it.
Edgery drives down the right side, back to Tomlinson, cross to Domkins. Tompkins looks to go right and get back left. Molly Lewis along the baseline, and it just won't go for her. Hennessy will dribble it back down centre court. Pull up at the three-point line. Give it to Snell for three from the right. Doesn't make him punish, but inside Brick fighting for the rebound. It's out of bounds. Jump ball. AIS will have possession.
AIS are probably fortunate that Snell really hasn't been nailing them like she. We know nope. She can, because she's had a lot of open opportunities out there in the first
yeah.
5 minutes of this game.
You'd normally expect her to be making them.
That's right.
In fact, Sydney are going to end up with the ball. I think the arrow must have been in the wrong position, but it has now been corrected, and Sydney have it. Hennessy will inbound the ball. Snell has sat down and Fallon's back in. Hennessy looking for someone to get it to. Find Sutherland on the right wing. Along the baseline, shot won't go. Tomlinson, who leads the league in block shots, gets called for the foul. and to put Sutherland to the line for a couple of free throws again. And Ginsman saying, your hand up in the air. Of course. Sutherland misses the first though.
It's interesting that Tomlinson's leading the league in blocked shots when you, I guess with Jackson out, that's one factor, but you still have Whittle and Deedy floating around in the Capitals lineup, who you'd expect that they would be out there, but that's quite an achievement.
Well, yeah, that double trap situation again.
She did.
Gets it away. The pass to Domkins for a layup and finishes it off.
Yes.
That was just tough work.
It was. It was perseverance, you know.
Hopefully they can just build on it. Sutherland drives into the paint. The layup won't go. Almost gets her own rebound. Tips it down to Ebsery. And as she's fighting for her position with Woodyard, gets called for the travel on what was almost a contested ball. But
oh, the man with the whistle's always right, Mark.
Yes, you cannot argue. Well, it's a waste of time anyway.
That's right.
Fallon drives inside. Baseline shot won't go for it. And Sutherland gets the offensive board again. Hennessy on the left wing. Down for Fallon in the corner. She'll pull up for the 16-foot jumper. Won't go inside. It is Hennessy with the offensive board. Chucks it out of there. She's going over the inline. Gets it back from Fallon. Along the baseline, she hits a 12-foot jumper. Just too simple.
Too simple. And the AIS really gave the Sydney Flames too many opportunities. An intercept from Bree Hennessy in that pressure situation. The basket. Easy layup.
Hennessy with four quick points. We've got our first time out of the game.
We certainly do.
Yeah.
And I'd imagine the AIS will be talking about a couple of things. Firstly, I mean, that last play down that end of the floor where they gave Sydney three or four opportunities by allowing them to get easy offensive rebounds. You've just got to keep these people off the board. You know, you can't afford to do that and compete. And the other thing is they'll be talking about this extended pressure that Sydney's starting to apply.
Yep, because we've seen a couple of quick steals at half court as well, which aren't helping.
Yeah, and there's been a couple of times when the AIS have actually got a score, but it hasn't looked pretty, you know. It's been fingertips getting to passes and that sort of thing, and they've been persevering and coming up for ball, which is great, but, you know, it is a concern for Coach Kingsman.
Yeah, it is a trouble, of course, when you're playing a lot of 15, 16, 17-year-olds, of course, and this squad has not been together for the whole season. There's players that have, quite a number of players that have come in and are filling the roles.
Exactly.
Katie Ray Ebsery, who's running the point, and really doing a good job. 15-year-old kid when she came in pretty early on in the season to fill in.
And, you know, I mean, you expect the AIS. I mean, they are kids and they're going to learn how to play the game and learn how to play under pressure. And this is the future ovals that we're looking at here, you know. And you look around the league and our ovals that are playing in the Opal team, but also the league players in the league, have all come through the AIS program. So, you know, this is a start for these kids and it's a great opportunity for them to get out and play against this kind of competition at the age that they do. Elise Shearing's hit the floor. She's another junior ACC kid, so that's good to see.
Yeah, came in earlier in the season as well. Having a good time of it, I'm sure. Pass down inside to Ebsery. She has to chuck it as she's going to the ground. But you were talking about, one of the things you talked about would be that full court pressure, and immediately the AIS had a plan where the person got trapped down there. Somebody came up at half court, grabbed a long pass there, and obviously Dean Kinsman was thinking along the same lines as you.
That's right, exactly. That's the way to grab that pressure. Bust up the middle. Don't go to the corners. That's where they can use that to their advantage.
Ebsery with it in the front court. Back to Shearing. Right side finds Molly Lewis, who puts up a shot from outside. Goes and chases her own rebound and then puts it out of bounds off Hennessy's foot.
She did a good job then. She really just got after that. That's what we need to do a lot more of.
Lewis will inbound from the right wing. Goes to Domkins in the corner. Chucks it out to Ebsery at the top. Left side is Shearing. She's put it on the floor. Come back to Ebsery. Back to Domkins, who's all alone on the left for three. This one won't go for her. The early one did. Sutherland with a defensive rebound. And Hennessy will bring it down the left wing for the Flames. Fallon at the top of the key. Down to Afiaki. Backing into the key. Great work. He's Shearing in the air. And then just goes past her for the layup.
Nice move. She used her body well. Got the defense in the air, steps around her, soft finish.
Ebsery in the front court then. His plan of getting it across centre court has worked very well on the last two occasions. Ebsery to Lewis, right wing. Pass back to Ebsery in the baseline. Double team. Turnaround jumper from her is a little bit short. Hennessy ends up with the scraps. Off down the field, she finds Afiaki into Trish Fallon, Sutherland cutting to the basket, but the layup won't go. Lewis, defensive rebound, and Hennessy will chip it out.
Referee's called it off of Domkins in the end.
Yeah, yeah. Hennessy did touch it, but Domkins after that got the handle on it. And Ginsman doesn't agree with it, and he was closer.
He was. He's probably right, too. Had some subs, but Gemma Sutherland taking a seat, and they've got Nat Porter back into the game.
He finds Purcell on the left wing there, who's come into the game as well. Brick down to Fallon on the right wing. Outside shot, just a two-pointer though from Fallon.
That's a trademark, Trish Fallon, shot from the corner there. Bread and butter for her, usually. That's unfortunate. Elise Shearing did the right thing. She came up through the centre of the court and unfortunately got caught out on a cross-court violation. But, you know, she made the right move to bring herself up and through the middle of the court there.
Yeah, and the trouble was she sort of jumped into the back court while catching the ball. It's a tricky little one because she's probably in the back court when she actually caught it. Because you're in the air and that.
Exactly.
Fallon inside fighting for a layup. Can't get it to go, but she's been fouled after shooting by Molly Lewis. That'll be her first foul of the game.
The AIS, they're in the bonus situation seven fouls. They really need to run seven.
Fallon makes the first of the free throws. 3 points for the game for her. 24-11 is the lead for Sydney. And she makes the second. Trish, of course, looking for that gold medal at the Commonwealth Games coming up in March, so she'll probably a nice way for her to end her international career, perhaps.
That's right, yeah.
She is still in the squad of 19 that was announced today. Domkins, the pass inside to Smith, can't get the layup to go. Afiaki with a defensive rebound. Dribbles down court. Francis tips it away. Borges knocked into the back court off Afiaki, I would have to say. And it's Shatzer drives into the basket, gets fouled and after shooting, comes up with the 2 points, will go to the line.
Took a nice tough drive to the basket there, finished it off well, made the shot. She'll get the bonus on the line now.
Not sure who that's actually called. It may have been Afiaki. It's the first foul anyway.
Yep, Afiaki.
So Shatzer with her first points for the night, will go to the line for the 3-point play. Makes it. 25-14, minute 12 to go here. AIS will be hoping for a nice strong finish. Some good defensive stops and a couple of baskets. Porter drives down the centre of the lane. Layup won't go, but somebody breathe on the side. That's a silly foul.
Yeah.
It's a silly foul.
Karen Dalton's using her bench quite effectively here. She's getting players in and out quickly. I guess she's thinking about tomorrow night. Even though you're focused on the game at hand, I mean, she doesn't need to be realistic and think about tomorrow night. They've got to make a couple. You're sitting in fifth position at the moment. They need this win, but they also want to really change what happens tomorrow night.
She doesn't want too many injuries or
right.
Players that are tired. Purcell gets the offensive board up. Porter missed both free throws. Porter gets a low post against Shatz. Turnaround jumper won't go, and unfortunately for the AIS, it's Snell who's come up with the offensive board way outside.
Another player hoping for a Commonwealth.
Oh yeah, I'm sure she'll be there. Vicky Brick drives inside and lays it in with the left hand.
Good finish on that.
Yeah, I'm sure Snelly will definitely be a big part of that gold medal winning squad.
Right.
Lewis gets the ball at high post. Pass to Tomlinson cutting to the basket. Double team down under there. She has to pass it out. Smith across to Lewis. Left side is Dean Kinsman.
Sorry.
Sorry, Dean. You could shape up to take the shot. But,
that's right. That's a good option.
Yeah. We've got 23 and a half seconds to go till quarter time. 27-14 Sydney leading. They have the ball. Maybe they'll set up for one play and deny the AIS. Yeah, Vicky Briggs is talking to Karen Dalton saying, what do you want to do?
That's that way.
Yeah, drives around the screen.
And we're going to
comes
find
back
Snelly.
To Snell for three.
Yes.
And they call it a 3-2. You've got 2-3. That is quarter time. AIS can't get off another shot. And, well, there we go. 30-14. You've got to say that it has been all Sydney's half of it. AIS have had some good moments, but just not enough.
Yeah, and, I mean, realistically, you do expect that Sydney would win, dominate this game. They've got too much experience out on the floor. And, the AIS are doing a reasonable job in patches, but it's that stuff about learning how to play the game consistently, and that's the lesson that they will be taking out of this game.
Indeed they will. So, quarter time, Sydney Flames 30, leading the AIS 14. Well, as you'd expect with a 30-14 scoreline at quarter time, stats don't really read pretty for the AIS. 8 turnovers, not a good start.
Not a good start. That's too many missed opportunities and giving Sydney other opportunities. But then the other thing is that they've got the offensive boards that Sydney have got in that first quarter. They've got 12 points potentially on the board for them. So, two areas that they'll probably want to focus on is look after the ball better than what they have and keep Sydney off the offensive ground.
AIS will have first possession here in the second quarter. Just waiting for the clock to get ready. Everything seems ready with the bench. They're ready to go. And it is Domkins who inbounds the pass to Smith. Ebsery pass to Sanchette. So back to their starting lineup as Ebsery drives inside. Domkins comes around the screen into Smith. Shot from Smith is good. Good start to the second quarter.
Good screen and roll action from the AIS then.
And Purcell has it back in the front quarter. Porter off to Snell. Woodyard and Lindsay who are out on court. Pass off to Woodyard. Driving at the basket, layup won't go, but fouled in the act of shooting. We'll put Woodyard at the line again. The call was 12, which would be Melissa Smith. Ooh, that could even be a third. It is.
It is.
But she's obviously one of the healthy players. So.
She may end up spending a fair bit of time on the bench.
On the sideline, which isn't what you want. Would you have been at the line for a couple of free throws? This is the first. They've missed quite a few free throws.
Yeah.
At 8 of 15 in the first.
That's right.
The second.
And that's a concern for current goals. In a game like this where you've got this sort of advantage, it's not a big issue, but if you're playing one of the top four teams and you're missing that many foul shots, that's the difference between winning and losing a game. Snell's just come up with another steal.
Yeah, another turnover against the AIS. The pass to Purcell for the layup. Nice work from her.
Nice finish. Nice reverse lay in there.
Domkins back in the front court. Cross court to Schatz on the right. Puts it on the floor. Driving inside and trying to lay it off to Smith, who's been fouled. Shouldn't be shooting fouled. Just be positioned underneath their offensive basket for the AIS. It'll be Domkins to inbound the ball. Smith's out on the right wing. She'll come right. Ebsery trying to go long. Comes back short. Now finally gets it to Ebsery just in time. Looks to go inside. Back out to Domkins. Three from the right is a little bit long. Francis inside with the offensive board. Had the height and used it well.
She did very well then. She also realised that she needs to get the ball back out from the peak. She's under too much pressure and not in a good position to take a put-back opportunity.
And then Francis again fighting for the offensive board has been fouled by Narelle Lindsay, who was virtually underneath Francis when she got that first rebound as well. She knew she didn't have the height to compete, but she was trying to box her out as best she could. AIS then with another possession. Around the corner she goes to Francis. Turnaround jumper from hers. Too long. Snell with a defensive rebound. Cross centre court. She'll come. Purcell on the right wing. Domkins, just a little bit too close. Call for another reach and foul.
Perfect.
Purcell will inbound from the right wing. Finds Lindsay. Lindsay goes around a screen from Porter to the left. Hands off to Purcell, coming the other way. Sure shot won't go. She, however, steals the rebound away from Smith. Back to Porter. Snell, inside to Woodyard. Smith gets back. Got to be very careful with three fouls. And was very gingerly defending that one. Sydney still have it.
Woodyard really should have made that shot. I mean, that's just what a miss if you expect a player with her experience. She's been in the league for a few years now.
Pass inside to Porter. She'll take it to the basket to score. Smith has got her fourth foul.
Oh dear.
Porter with another basket.
Tomlinson standing on the sideline there waiting to come in. One assumes that will be
Smith. It's Smith, yes.
That's right. Natalie Porter, another player who's been named in the Oval squad for 19.
Yeah, indeed. Some interesting changes. Of course, they cut the squad today down to 19, dropping four players out. Porter at the line for the free throws, makes them. It is 36-16 right now in favour of the Flames. As Ebsery gets the ball off the inbound pass back to Francis, she chucked it down court to Ebsery in the front, to Chats in the front court. One way to beat it.
Yeah, AIS are doing a better job of beating that full court pressure.
Now Ebsery on the left wing, spins away from Lindsay, tries to get the pass inside to Tomlinson. She has to go out and save it. Chats on the right wing, driving in the centre of the lane, little layup, runs around the ring and won't drop four out of bounds. Oh, Chats.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Took it hard for the basket. And
did all the right things, it just didn't work out. As Hennessy comes back in and Belinda Snell will sit down. And with a 20-point lead with 7:48 till half-time, you can understand the bench will get a lot of time here.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, it'd be interesting to see if Snell's back before half-time.
It's a good opportunity for Karen Dalton to give some of her bench players some court time. And to also play around with maybe mixing up some defences and that sort of thing that she might be wanting to think about for future games.
Porter with a little layup. Has seven points for the game. There's another turnover against the AIS. Purcell back at the other end. Throws away. Turnover against Sydney. Sutherland will come in for Porter. And, well, Lindsay's out there from the starting lineup, but that's it.
Yeah.
Right now. About halfway through the second quarter, so that is a statement. That's one way to beat it. Ebsery pass down to Tomlinson, outside for three, left it short, trying to keep it alive. Tomlinson, Tompkins can't do that. Sydney will have it. Sutherland inbounds to Lindsay, who'll dribble it into the front court. Coming down the right wing. Purcell in the right corner. Back out to Hennessy, Lindsay to Purcell, 3-point shot from the right is good from Purcell. She's got 5 points for the game.
Yeah, it looked good coming out of her hand. I haven't seen her play very much.
No, well, in fact, she didn't even play in Sydney's home game last weekend against Townsville. So someone else, a couple of other younger players as well playing there. So she has played a few other games this season. Foul has been called on Purcell as Tomlinson was looking to drive inside. Abiaki and Brick come in for Woodyard and Lindsay. I think any of the Sydney players who break out the sweat, except for the fact that it is pretty humid and hot in here.
It is muggy in here tonight. Oh, another turnover from the AIS.
Yeah, Tompkins couldn't get a handle on that one. He went rocketing past her, and now Schatz is going to be called for another silly foul, really. The fourth team foul for this quarter already is Lewis has come in for Tompkins.
You know, it's a difficult. You want your players to maintain pressure and be aggressive defensively, but you're in this sort of situation, you need them to be a little bit smarter about how they go about doing that.
Abiaki with it on the right wing. Put on the floor, dribbles left, shoots from out top, and Abiaki with another basket. Nice. She's got 7 for the game.
Nice pull-up jump shot from the key there.
Been a while since the AIS scored, as Lewis almost dribbled into the front court and then came across to Tomlinson. I don't think that was the two players you want handling it in the back court.
Right.
Ebsery, lovely pass down to Francis for two.
That's right. A little bit more of that from the AIS is what they need.
Yep. Some good aggressive attacking the basket. That's passing. Right. It was nicely executed. Sutherland pass inside Abiaki, turnaround jumper.
Nice. Nice move
basket
by Abiaki.
Counts.
Nine. Nice soft finish.
Tompkins getting ready to come back for the AIS. And Rachel Herrick will come in as well for Taylor Francis. Ebsery sits down as well. Abiaki will go to the line for the bonus. Lauren Jackson has entered the building. She was here on the cover of a book anyway, just that we were looking at just before. Abiaki makes the 3-point plays, 10 points for the game for her. So Lauren at least is here, and
that's right.
We'll wait and see just how much she actually plays tonight.
Yes,
that's
going
to be the question.
Media reports are that she pulled up a bit sore after training, so we'll wait and see.
Molly Lewis with a 3-point shot was off to the right. Abiaki grabs the defensive rebound and dribbles straight down centre court. Don't let it go all the way. Passes to Purcell under the basket. She has to pass out of there. Hennessy back into the corner for Abiaki. just dribble out of there, go back to Sutherland, cross court Brick for the twos, and then it goes. Didn't live up to a name.
Right, it was a good feed out of the post from Sutherland there, squared up, found the player on the weak side and
grabbed the ball. Tomlinson across centre court, driving down the centre of the lane, finds Rachel Herrick for an easy layup. An assist to Tomlinson as well. Purcell on the right wing there. Sutherland in front of her go cross court to Brick on the left side. Back to Sutherland, puts it on the floor, driving inside, blocked out of her hand, but they can't get a shot off Akiaki either. And good defense comes up with a steal off the second missed shot. So Tomlinson brings it back into the right, into the front court.
Pigs are handing the ball a lot in the back court.
It's
it's working.
Well, if it works, yeah. Molly Lewis with a three, won't go. He's chasing the ball and gets it loose. Tompkins ends up with it. So they're missing the shots, but they're chasing them down, which is a good sign. And Tompkins at the top. Tomlinson in front of it. Schatz on the right side for three. And it goes. Schatz with a three. First, second basket of the game. She's got 6 points.
She's done some nice stuff tonight.
48-23. Purcell for Sutherland. Off the leg of Tomlinson. And the Flames will have the ball over. So we've got a timeout called by
AIS timeout this one.
AIS was it? I just didn't see a hand directing in any particular way, but yeah, AIS trailing right now by 25, 48-23. And you've just got to say right now that it has been all Sydney, but hey, we've seen some good things and some promising signs that the AIS aren't totally giving up.
That's right.
Which is good.
Yeah, and they've come off last weekend. They had a tough weekend when they were down at Bulleen and Dandenong. You know,
that's the toughest weekend in the league right now.
Absolutely. And then to face up against Sydney, and then, you know, that's a big ask as well. So, but they're hanging in there and they're having a go, and that's what you want to see. And as long as they're learning and developing throughout the season, I mean, that's the important thing. It's hard. It's difficult, though, when you have kids of that age trying to keep them motivated and positive in what's happening when they are coming in on a weekly basis and not competing as well as they would hope or think that they can.
Yeah. I guess the trouble is we all look at that 99 squad.
Well, that's right. Yeah, but, you know, the 99 squad was pretty unique.
Yeah, indeed. you know these are the kids that are coming through following on that group. But,
yeah.
Yeah, you sort of keep hoping that they might do it again. But that was really, really
unique. I mean, 99, you had Jackson and Vatkovic.
Taylor, Snell, and Beal.
And Butler. You know, the list goes on.
Yeah.
It's a good year.
It was quite a squad, indeed. Well, Sydney have the ball off after the timeout. Hennessy, low down to Sutherland on the right. She just turn around and shoot over the top of Herrick. Sutherland with a nice little basket. She's got five.
I thought it was Fallon from behind. It was her sort of shot, but no, you're right, it was Sutherland.
Well, yeah, from behind, yeah. I hope I got it right anyway.
You did, it was Sutherland. It looked like a Trish Fallon shot, though, which surprised me.
Yeah. If the Arky ends up with the scraps for the AA, stuff up an attempt at scoring. Pass inside from Hennessy to Sutherland, and this is the layup.
That looks more like a Sutherland shot.
She was just going too fast.
That's right.
No control. Shot from up top from Tomlinson won't go. Sydney here back, and Fallon, who is out there, will dribble down the left wing. Tomlinson trying to harass her. Can't get it. Apiaki, low post, backing in against Schatz. Turnaround jumper. Eve Apiaki, 12 points for the game, leading scorer for the game. Right now.
She's just getting herself in the paint and spotting up on players and going to the basket strong.
Why not?
That's right. Oh.
At least shearing the pass down to Tomlinson. Underneath. Oh.
There you go. It dropped. That's great. That's good. There's a defensive breakdown there by the Sydney Flames. Did you see if the AIS capitalised on it?
52-25, 2:20 to go here till half time. Shot inside won't go for Sydney. And it's Lewis with a defensive rebound. He'll dribble it towards centre court. Gives it to Tomlinson. Back to Lewis on the right, left wing. Into Herrick. Back out to Tomlinson. Shearing on the white. Won't get it. Tomlinson will just dribble back into the left. That goes down to Herrick. Low post turnaround jumper. She was packing away as she took the shot and missed it short. Surprise, surprise. Law of physics or something, isn't it? Pass back. Vicky Brick driving into the basket has it knocked out of her hands. But Sydney will still have the... Ebsery comes back into the AIS. Porter and Woodyard coming in for Sydney. I suppose the other thing also, you don't want him to get too cold sitting on the bench, so you've got to give him a couple of minutes here and there to keep...
That's right. Keep them warm because they could cool down. If you put them out there, they might injure themselves because of that. So,
yeah.
It's a risky business.
Porter with a shot for two won't go. Dompkins and Woodyard fighting for it. Dompkins got the handle on it out of bounds. Sydney will still have it. Hennessy sits down, Purcell back in for second. Inbound ball for them under their offensive basket. Goes outside to Fallon, down to Porter. Low post, across the paint she goes. Left-handed hook shot won't go. Good defense from Herrick, forcing the miss, and Dompkins ends up with it, gets it across centre court. And Ebsery in the front court. Dompkins at the top, sharing right side to Malouis for three. I don't think she's looked like hitting one from out there, but she's popped up about four or five.
Yeah, yes, look a little bit content to just take the three-pointer when it comes their way, and they actually look better when they actually attack the basket a bit more, put the ball on the floor and go at Sydney.
Rick with a three from the right, won't go this time. Oh, Purcell out of bounds, AIS in the backcourt. See what they do this possession. A minute and 2 seconds left to little half-time. 52-25, still the score. Favour of the Flames, as Ebsery then will dribble across centre court, then come back right side. Herrick goes to the low post, shearing off to Dompkins on the left wing, dribbles back to centre court. She'll put up a three. Won't go, it'll go out of bounds, or shearing will keep it alive. Good work. Get it back into Herrick, will give it back out to Dompkins, and AIS another possession. Still 37 seconds to last time. Dribbles away to the right. Dompkins down to Ebsery under the basket. Tough little shot under there. Won't drop it. Bounced on the ring about four times, but no luck. Purcell dribbles down centre court. Takes it straight into the basket. Her shot won't go either. Woodyard with the offensive board, and we've got 16 seconds for Sydney to come up with one last basket, I think. Yeah, Porter's pointing at the sky saying, one shot, one shot. Okay, they got the message. Fallon straight in and takes that shot. Won't go. So AIS got 4 2 seconds. Long pass to Ebsery, can't handle it out of bounds. Half time. So not a finish from either side to finish the half, but at half time it's Sydney Uni Flames 52 leading the AIS 25. Well, it's going to be a fight now for the AIS to get some respectability and just play out the final 20 minutes here of the second half and try and cut down this lead. 52-25 at half time. Obviously Sydney are going to win it. For the AIS, they've got 20 minutes to get some credibility back into the scoreline.
That's right. I think the AIS have to go out there with the attitude, oh, it's a new ball game. You know, let's go out there, almost start this one again and try and, as you said, ensure it's a very tough ask.
Ebsery, Schatz, Smith, Francis and Dompkins for the AIS as Sydney will have possession for the start of the second half. Fallon, Lindsay, Snell, Porter and Afiaki as Sydney gets the ball, and it'll be Lindsay in the backcourt to bring it down. Gives it to Fallon. Fallon across to Porter at the top, left side to Snell. Well, Smith's on four fouls as well. One more, she's out for the rest of the game. She doesn't want to... He called for another one in a hurry. Porter inside. Shot won't go from her. Defensive rebound from Dompkins. And the AIS will bring it back. Dompkins rushed it down the centre. Off to Schatz on the left. Francis at the top to Dompkins. Right side. Down to Schatz on the baseline. This is to Ebsery. Left alone outside. 3-point shot's long. Don't see that all that often.
No.
Along the baseline and out of bounds off the AIS. So Sydney will bring it back down. Fallon with it on the right side to Fordham. Snelly fighting for position with Dompkins. Good fight going on there. And Snelly lost out in the end. Good defensive work, but then they throw a pass straight to Lindsay, and she comes up with an easy steal. Happy Archie with a little layup, running layup.
We haven't seen the stats from the half time, but I'd imagine that the turnover rate wouldn't have reduced significantly for the AIS in that second quarter.
No, unfortunately, yeah, it would be nice to have seen them, but we haven't. We're still checking on them just as the second half was starting. Francis with the ball at the free throw line. Goes left side to Schatz. Schatz back to Smith. 2 seconds on the shot clock as Francis has this jack up a three-pointer. Didn't go for it, and Snell, off her head, gets it down to Apiaki. And the Fallon has it in the front court. Down to Snell. Gets inside, Domkins across court. Lindsay, 2-point shot from about 12, 13 foot along the baseline, and Mara Lindsay, I think that's her first points of the game.
Sydney has gone into a zone this quarter, so it's the 1-2-2 zone. I guess they're looking at just practicing some of the defensive mix-ups that they use against other teams coming into the finals series.
Yeah. Now on Apiaki, sort of reach in inside there, that'll have the AIS with the ball underneath their defensive basket. It'll be Schatz to inbound the pass. It goes outside to Ebsery straight away. Smith at the top. Pass it to Ebsery. Tries to put up a shot. Blocked by Apiaki, but Ebsery gets it back. Off to Domkins. Down to Francis on the baseline. Inside for Smith, and Smith comes
good
up
job.
To the basket.
I was just about to say, I'd hope Sydney would be able to run this zone a bit better against some of the more experienced team, because it's very vulnerable out there.
Lindsay with a baseline jumper won't go. And Smith with a defensive rebound. Yeah, well, I think the way the AIS have been shooting their threes tonight, you might as well try and force them to do it, but they've gone inside a second time. Lomkins gets inside, missed the first layup, got her own offensive board, and then was fouled by Apiaki for his second foul in a couple of seconds. But yeah, very vulnerable zone right now. They're attacking it and getting in very easy.
Yeah, and you can just see when the Sydney team are in their defensive set that they're not comfortable with their rotations. So it's like they're uncertain about who has responsibility for what area or player of the ball. So, and which is exactly why you play it in this situation. Practice it in a game situation. So.
Domkins at the line makes the first. And the second, so she got 9 points to be leading scorer for the AIS. She is the only one of the AIS with averaging more than double figures. Lindsay brings it back into the front court. Finds Porter on the right wing. Into Snell. Turnaround jumper inside. Tough work defensively. Forces the miss. And Smith ends up with the rebound. Cross court to Ebsery. I thought she was going to be called for a double dribble there. Pass into Smith out to the Schatz for three. On the right won't go, and Apiaki, can she save it? Does. Back to Porter. And Lindsay will come around the screen to bring it down court.
That's a welcome to the league. Nat Porter's screen, you feel those.
Oh, yeah. Lindsay, another baseline jumper from the right. This time won't go. Apiaki with the offensive ball. Gives it straight to Ebsery, though. She'll dribble down centre court. It's a 5-on-2, and Snell comes up best off. Oh, and then throws a pass that Porter was never going to get near, which would have been the easiest of layups. It was a 2-on-none. The AIS will get it back off of a turnover. 56-29, 6:25 to go here in the third quarter.
I guess for Coach Dalton, one of the things that she would be wanting to focus on is that whilst this game they're dominating this game quite well, that they don't get lazy and just make big errors, because that's the sort of thing that you can carry into the next game. So, again, AIS penetrated well against that zone and found the open middle.
Yeah, just couldn't finish off the layup, right, though. Snell dribbles back across centre court. Lindsay on the right, Fallon's on her right. She gets it on the sideline. There's a load of Michaela Domkins. Snell inside to Woodyard for the layup. Woodyard scores. So just a little bit easy, 58-29, doubled the score.
Well, this is interesting. In the third quarter, it's 5 minutes into the quarter, and the AIS have no team fouls at this point, which is
kind of amazing.
For change from the first half.
Yeah, but they're still making turnovers.
That's
they
true.
Turned it over there. Snell dribbled it down court, but it was an outside shot from Fallon that missed in the end. So Domkins will bring it back for the AIS. Round the corner to Schatz, down to Smith. Smith, a turnaround jumper on the baseline, won't go. That was too long.
Yeah.
It was a short one, too. So Lindsay brings it back. Snell on the right wing, down to Woodyard, low post. She'll take it inside. Francis had a handle and knee on it, and had to go outside. Snell for three, off balance. But Snelly will hit those.
She will make those all night.
And in fact, I've got it down for 9 points, which are 3 3-pointers. They've been their only shots tonight.
They have.
61-29. Smith, Mafechat, left side, flying the Stompkins. Smith comes across in front of her, gets it. Cross court to Francis, off the handle of Lindsay. She knocks it loose. Francis picks it up. Back to Ebsery, driving baseline against Porter. Off to Schatz, didn't get the shot off in time. 24-second violation, first one of the game. Vicky Brick will be coming in, Tomlinson will be coming in, Molly Lewis might be coming in. We got a timeout called, I think, by Sydney, as they want to talk about things, and maybe about that being sloppy, if absolute, and the fact that you're so far in front, but...
Right. That's right. This is about preparing for the rest of the season, about playing against good teams, so they need to, be safer with the ball. They just look sloppy. They don't seem to have as much care with it as they normally would in a game, and I think that Karen would also be talking to them about their defensive effort, because that zone that they're playing at the moment is extremely...
Ain't working.
It ain't working. It's vulnerable. There's no communication. There's no rotation in it, and it just... They played against any other team in the league and they'll be punished severely for it. So she's quite animated in this timeout, talking to the girls at the moment. So I'm sure they're the kind of messages that she's giving to them.
You can't imagine a coach whose side's leading by 32 points would be angry with her team with 36 to go in the third quarter. But yeah, she's got reason to, really, because there's 3 weeks left in the season.
That's
she said in the pre-game, they need to win every game that's left of the season. They've got some tough ones. They've got the Capitals tomorrow night.
Yep.
They've got Dandenong next week. Games that could have a huge bearing on the overall placement of the of who actually wins first and second place in the league. So. But they need to win for themselves to get that fourth place in the on the ladder.
That's right. Yeah, they're fighting for survival, so they really do tonight need to make sure that every minute on the floor counts for them right now, and they need to be getting what that benefit out of it they can.
Snellen then gets it on the right side as Sydney brought into the front court. Back for Snell for three from the left, and it's all three from Snell.
We talked about in the first half that they really can't afford to leave her open like that. She wasn't converting them in the first half. She's come out now. She's locking them down, so...
What's the record for threes? Did she have a 52 or 54 point game earlier?
I think the record's 52 and she didn't break the record, and I think she got 51, as I recall.
She certainly can hit them. AIS couldn't score. Sydney back inside. Brick loses the handle on it, gets it back, and then throws it to the bench for the AIS, who'll have it from the sideline. And Sydney will make a couple more changes. Hennessy and Purcell will come back in. Snell and Fallon will sit down. Tomlin's back in for the AIF with Tompkins in the back court right now. Tompkins dribbles across centre court. He watched by Brick. Stops, gives it to Tomlinson at high post on the right side. Chucks it down to Lewis, back out to Schatz. Driving inside, finds Tompkins on the right for three. Three-pointer won't go out of bounds off Woodyard. Francis is in there as well. At least Sharon comes in for Schatz. VIS makes some changes. Two teams from tonight's second game, of course, all suiting up now. At least Sharon comes up with her first points for the night with a nice open jumper from the right. Brick drives it down the centre, goes left side to Hennessy, back to Woodyard, off to Purcell on the right. Sutherland at the top, put it on the floor. Drive inside. Tomlinson will be accredited with a block shot there. Gets it along the ground to Shearing at half court. Tompkins, 3-on-2. Off to Lewis. And one of the defensive players coming back there just got her across the arm. And it was Woodyard, 22. He's called for her first foul for the game. 64-31, 3:08 to go here in the third quarter. As Lewis goes to the line for the first of her two free throws, makes the first. That's her first point for the night as well. Second one won't go. Tomlinson tips it loose down to Francis. Francis tosses it up. That'll go. Sutherland will get called for the foul, and she'll go to the line for a free throw. That was good work.
That was a tough shot. Nailed it. hugged the Chanel the free throw as well.
Oh, she deserved it after that one. Came into the league 6 or 7 weeks ago. There's another injury replacement. This is the free throw, and they almost ended up with another offensive charge. The Shearing was going after it, but couldn't get it. So Brick brings it back down, finds Purcell on the right. Domkins sliding across the ground on her back.
Good aggressive defense there from Domkins.
Purcell goes in on top of her, and no foul is called. AIS will have to call on the backcourt anyway, but almost a rugby scrum there. I'm not sliding on the back to score travel.
It
was great work from Domkins to come up with a steal anyway, but Lewis passed down to Francis, knocked away by Woodyard, and Francis got the last touch on it out of bounds. So Sydney will have it in their backcourt. And Purcell went down over the top of it. I thought it was a little bit physical, but she just dropped her elbow into Domkins as well there. On the left, they come back to the left.
It's good to see them having a go.
They're going at each other. Yeah. Purcell drives inside and floating layup.
Nice little pull-up shot there.
Purcell 7 points. Domkins will bring it across centre court. She's got to hurry up. She's had to get down to that 16 seconds. Now Domkins looking to set up a play. 2:15 still to go. Down to Tomlinson. Tomlinson puts it on the floor, goes inside and gets called for a travel.
I think we might have had a foul. Yeah, I think Claire called the foul.
Yep.
So she'll overrule the other. She calls the foul before the travel.
Well, she was having trouble picking up the ball and getting the shot off, and it wasn't just the travel, it was something else. Well, his arm that was in there, Sutherland's second foul of the game, and Tomlinson at the line for a couple of free throws.
They just haven't had a win this season, but I guess tomorrow night's one of those opportunities that they do have to get a win. They've got Townsville, who are sitting 2 spots above them on the ladder. It's probably a big ask, but not out of reach.
No, and they'll be hoping that the Capitals run Townsville all over the place, make them nice and tired.
And hopefully that they won't get any more injuries out of tonight's game themselves, so that they've got a team foot on the floor.
Tomlinson have made both the free throws, so Sydney back in the front court, Hennessy on the left wing, back for Brick. At the top, right side, she goes to Purcell, puts up a three. No, just a two, had a toe on the line. Purcell with 9 for the game. 68-36, a minute 46 till three-quarter time. Domkins across centre court, dribbles off to the right. Francis set a good screen for her. Comes back to Lewis. Tomlinson for 3 from the top. Won't go. Woodyard for the defensive rebound. Off the Brick, who meets Lewis at half court but gets away from her. Hennessy down to Sutherland, tries to pass it away, and Tomlinson just stuck that long arm out, knocked it loose. Domkins will bring it across centre court. Tomlinson on the right wing, back to Lewis on the left. Inside to Domkins. Tomlinson cutting to the basket. Good defence to stop it getting an easy layup. Lewis with a three from the left won't go. About 8 seconds left on the shot clock. They could have set up, probably got a better shot.
That's right.
Brick drives in at the other end and lays it up.
Nice penetration, good soft finish. The AIS program has never gone through a WNBL season before and not had a win in the season. So I guess for this particular group, that might be something that they are thinking about. Nice three-pointer from Lily Shearing.
This is 5 points. It's Hennessy on the left wing. Sutherland across to Purcell on the right. Into Sutherland, low post against Tomlinson, blocked. Mm. Another one on the stat sheet for Tomlinson.
Very long arm.
Yeah. Smith and Ebsery coming back in for Francis and Domkins. We've spent a lot of time out there tonight, of course. Yeah. Only a squad of 9 left, and only a couple of them are carrying injuries. So Sutherland has the ball off the inbound pass. Brick from the elbow. It's good.
She's got quite a nice little jump shot from around the key in short range.
Ebdery dribbles across centre court. Smith, high post, tries to get it across, and Purcell's hands are in the way. Brick will bring it back across centre court. Purcell, 14-foot jumper from the left, won't go. Sutherland coming in for the rebound, ends up on her back. Nothing's going to be called. Sydney will have the... have the ball off the inbound under their offensive basket. A little bit of confusion there. That's three-quarter time. I think Dean Kinsman's a little bit bemused with what's going on out there between the referees, whether or not they know what's going on. And let's have a word with him at three-quarter time. But right now, it's not going to affect things. I think he just wants them to do the job right. And that's fair enough.
Finish the game out, he says. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a difficult... you know, you don't want your team to switch off in these situations.
You don't want
the referees to either. So, but I think on that, these two referees out here this evening aren't working very well as a team. I think would be the way to say that. So,
yeah. Well, three-quarter time, Sydney 72 leading the AIS 38. Well, there's 10 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Sydney again will have first possession here to start the final quarter. Purcell, Brick, Porter, Sutherland and Hennessy will be their lineup as they will have first possession. Shearing, Tomlinson, Ebsery hiding in there behind Porter, she nearly moves out there. And Smith and Lewis for the AIS as Porter gets the ball off the inbound pass. He'll hand off to Brick. And she'll look to set up for play. Dribble down the right side against Ebsery, then come back around a screen for Porter to the left. Off to Purcell for three from the right. Won't go. Lewis of the defensive rebound knocks it to Porter. Porter tried to get a shot away, couldn't get it up. And it's out of bounds off Sydney, so AIS, okay, good cool. Defense work.
Someone's spent a lot of time on the bench since she started in that third quarter and hasn't really been back out there much since then.
No, well, as we said, this result's already over and done with.
Yep.
We've got to save these players for tomorrow night. Lovely pass inside, finds Smith for an easy layup for the AIS.
It was a good ball reversal, steal, gets firing on in the post. Good.
Rick brings it back to Sydney. Purcell to Sutherland at the top left side to Hennessy. Put it on the floor, drive inside. Around Smith, who might be gone. As the foul is called, I think Melissa Smith is going to be packing her bags. The basket's going to count. The foul is on 12. Melissa Smith fouls out with 9 minutes and 12 seconds as the Dakota Domkins will replace her. I think she did well, though, to last as long as she did. She did four about halfway through the second quarter. So.
Yeah, she played quite well with fouls. And
Anna Hennessy makes the three-point play, so she's got about 7 for the game, and it's 75-40 as we've got 9 minutes left. Lewis to Tomlinson, left side finds Domkins, back to Tomlinson. Tomlinson being harassed by Purcell, gets the pass down to Shearing, across to Domkins in the corner. It's a three-point shot from Mebsery that's too long again. We've seen a couple tonight. It's going too long on the three-point shot. Brick drives in at the other end. Nice work along the baseline to get another easy layup. 10 for her for the game. Domkins dribbles back across centre court.
Oh, yes.
Lewis on the left.
Persevering with his zone still. I mean, Sydney are persevering with the zone.
Well, when it hasn't been working, you might as well learn how to use it, how to play
exactly.
It. Order. We'll bring it across centre court. Brick to Sutherland in the low post. Back to Brick, who was looking to cut at the basket, can't. Hennessy finds Purcell on the left. Quad jumper from her won't go, and Tomlinson uses those long arms to good effect to grab and a defensive rebound. Lewis tries to throw a pass through a couple of defenders. Comes off their hands out of bounds. The AIS will make some changes. Francis, Herrick and Schatzall come in. Tomlinson, Shearing and Lewis. As the AIS will have the ball underneath their offensive basket.
We'll just
subject
for Sutherland for Sydney.
And it's Domkins looking to try and get a pass into somebody. And took too long to do it.
Good defensive pressure from the Sydney Uni Flames. And forces another turnover.
Purcell was standing all over legally, but so Domkins probably should have just moved back a step and out of the business space. Hennessy down to Purcell, back out to Brick at the top. Off the Woodyard, 18-foot jumper. It's good from Woodyard.
You've got to put more pressure on a player in that situation. You can't just allow him to spot the basket.
On the left wing, it's Ebsery finds Domkins back for Francis. To Domkins on the right wing, 3-point shot from her. Won't go, long rebound finds Ebsery. She'll go inside, then have to toss it out of there if she was surrounded. Francis hands off to Domkins, back to Schatz. 3-pointer from the left wing, won't go. Purcell with a defensive rebound for Sydney. Long pass to Woodyard, driving in the basket, pass off to Brick. Brick will lay it in as the defender went straight past her.
Easy transition basket for Sydney.
Their zone defense at work as well as that little
that's right.
Offense would be nice for them. Now, Ebsery, pull-up jumper from out front, won't go. Porter defensive rebound up to Hennessy. Woodyard's in front of her, going down. She'll get the pass under the basket. Way up, won't go because she's been fouled by Paddy Ray Ebsery.
Paddy Ray, reminiscent of Kristen Ray Veal.
Kristen Ray Veal, now that's one I hadn't heard for a long time. You just hear the Kristen Veal or Kristen, you know, the Veal-y all the time, but yeah.
Doesn't often refer to herself as Kristen Ray, no.
No, and I mean, it's a bit of, I mean, we'd love to have seen her play tonight. We'll look forward to seeing her tomorrow night, but yeah. Veal-y, interestingly enough, playing in number 32. The number of her favourite basketballer of all time.
Right. Exactly.
Magic Johnson, of course, of the Lakers of the 80s.
Well, she plays a little bit like Magic herself.
She loves that style, doesn't she?
She does, yes.
Yeah, and that's why we loved watching her. She was fun to watch.
Exactly.
Just a pity she's not still with the Capitals, but that's another issue.
Oh, well, hopefully she's recovered from her injury. She's had a couple of years riddled with injury and misfortune, so we haven't seen enough of her playing in this country, so it'll be good to see her get back out on the floor.
Yeah, she took some time out and then had some injuries, and yeah, good to see she's got that fire back. Pity she didn't come back a little bit, didn't have that injury, because I think if she'd started at the start of the season, she probably would have been greatly in line for the Opal squad for the Olympics.
Which would have been
for the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, I think
which would have been really great.
Beijing, is it an Olympics?
Yes.
Yes, I think she's probably still a good shot for that.
Yeah.
You know, Commonwealth Games
is
probably out of
reach. Yeah, well, she's unfortunately not in the squad that's shrunk to 19. So, Woodyard going to the line for a couple of free throws. And this is the first. 81-40, 6:50 still to go here. Second one misses as well. So, free throws has been another problem area, I should say, for Sydney as well.
Disappointed with their three-point percentage.
Schatz finds Ebsery on the right wing. Back cross-court finds Schatz. The pass inside was not good. Way over the top of Francis. But then Ebsery comes up with a steal off Hennessy's pass out of defense. Gets her own rebound off the missed layup. Second shot won't go for it. Comes back out to Domkins. Domkins will dribble back out as she had it back to the basket. And we'll set it up. Yep, Ebsery went after that even though she missed it a couple of times. Into Francis. She'll drive down the centre of the lane, lay it in and get fouled in the act of shooting.
Francis has impressed me in the paint. She uses her body, she's got good size, and she's used her body there very well for such a young player. I'm not sure what age she is. I think she's one of the youngsters. I think she's one of the 15-year-olds.
Well,
they're all young.
Probably would be because she wasn't a member of the squad at the start of the season. But dragged in after all the injuries. It's come in and really been very useful for them. She's 11 points as she made the three-point play there.
Yeah.
81-43, 6-10 to go. I suppose the only interest from Sydney's point of view is can they get to the 100?
Yeah.
Hennessy on the right. Pass around the corner to Fallon, who is back in.
That's right.
Back into Woodyard, back across the keys, but back the other way. Woodyard, another one. 10 for Woodyard as well. Domkins brings it back across centre court. 5:46 to go here in the fourth quarter. The Price Attack Women's National Basketball League match. As Carla Francis' turnaround jumper was just off to the right and it wouldn't drop for her. Purcell brings it back across centre court for Sydney. Hennessy on the right to Fallon at the top looking for Woodyard. Goes to Brick instead. He'll put up a three from the left and make another one. Ricky Brick, we've got 15 points here tonight. Sort of racked them up without really noticing.
Quite achiever.
Done well. Herrick, turnaround jumper on the baseline, won't go. Brick gets it, dribbles across centre court. Hennessy on the right wing. Sets it up, gives it to Woodyard, low post against Herrick. Shoot over the top of her, another one for Woodyard, who's got a dozen. And that was just too simple.
racking the points up now,
yeah,
aren't
the
they?
The defence backing off and letting them have easy shots. Schatz goes inside, had a fight in that one, just knocked over. And a throw out to the left is out of bounds. Come off the AIS hands, so Sydney will still have it underneath their offensive basket. Sutherland is in, Hennessy is out. No, the AIS are going to have the ball in the backcourt. The way the players were walking about there, you weren't sure what was going on out. Very messy. AIS have got it though, in the backcourt. Emsery dribbles across centre court, looking to go around the screen to the left. Back to Francis, finds Tompkins on the right, the pass down to Herrick under the basket. She was too far underneath, really, and got blocked more by the goal itself than anything. Got fouled in the act of shooting, though. They'll put her at the line for a couple of free throws. At least Shearing comes back in for Rebecca Schatz. And it's a third foul, I think, on Woodyard, who got called on that one. First free throw from Herrick is good. Still 4.5 minutes left here to go. There's the second one, won't go as well. Shearing inside, fighting for it, gets the offensive basket. Fights away from Woodyard to chase the ball. And Woodyard was just holding him back, so he'll be called for another foul.
None too subtle about that, was she?
George is seeing a bit of youth outrunning you there.
Yes.
Good hard work. AIS still with the ball. It's not on either side in the penalty with fouls for this quarter. Edgery dribbles away to the left side and comes back right around the screen from Herrick. Sutherland is going to be called.
Oh, goodness me.
Well, that's fourth team foul.
I just find it amazing that you wait until the last 4 minutes of a game to pull something like that. You're going to blow that call, this kind of call, then you blow it the whole game.
Taking a while to come.
Yeah.
Fourth on Sutherland.
Warming up to it.
Yeah, the game is once really over. I think Lindsay's come back in for Fallon. Now Ebsery drives around the screen.
Nice,
that's the
nice
pass. Lay up, and it goes.
Nice job.
Righto, she got her down. This is her first basket for the night. Certainly has deserved it. Very good player.
Yeah, she's done well. She's made some mistakes, but you expect that. But she's had a go.
Yep.
Made some nice moves. Hasn't been able to finish some of those off, but she's
Jump ball is in favour of the AIS, so they'll have it in their back court. And Tompkins will inbound the ball to Ebsery to bring cross on the court. 88-45, 4 minutes left. Shearing gets it on the left side, goes to Ebsery on the right wing. Lindsay keeping close watch on her. Ebsery goes to the baseline, back to Herrick, goes out of her hands. Francis for three.
In. Inside and outside. Kick and play.
I thought it was going to come back out, but it didn't.
She's shown us what she can do outside the paint as well. That's
14 for Francis. Lindsay gets it on the left wing. Into Woodyard. Low post. Francis in front of her, so she'll back out. Grosscourt finds Purcell on the right wing. She'll put up a three. And in it goes. Nice shot. 11,
very
12
sweet
for her. Pass down. Quick one. Shearing out of bounds off Shearing's hand, I would have thought. Hey, I guess I'll have it. I'll take it. Been on the wrong end of a few calls the other way, so I'll be happy to get one back. Nice little pass inside. Tompkins with the basket.
Sydney completely asleep in that situation.
Tompkins with 11. She played off her back or something. I wasn't sure. I missed it. Lindsay with a three anyway, won't go. It just seemed so easy that she suddenly somebody had the ball under there and no one watching it. Nice to see. AIS, though, get the ball back as Sydney couldn't convert on their basket. And we're down to 3 minutes now. 90-50. As Tompkins gets it on the left wing. Back across to Shearing. Puts it on the floor. Drives to the baseline. Back out to Ebsery. Driving inside. Finds Francis. Three from the left-hand corner. Another one. 17 for...
Kit's got it all.
Yep.
She's really been a consistent scorer. She probably should have started taking threes earlier in the game, put a bit more of a hole in his scoreline.
Yep. 91.53. Purcell passed down to Lindsay, knocked out of her hands, keeps it alive back to Purcell on the baseline. 12-foot jumper is good. 14 for Purcell as well. So the bench certainly getting plenty of good time here for Sydney, but
That's right.
The defence still got some problems to work on there with that zone defence.
They have.
Francis passes outside for Donkins. 3-point shot from her won't go. Ball bouncing around inside. Purcell grabs it. We've got a jump ball. And it'll be Sydney's possession. The arrow in there. I'd still love to see jump balls.
I agree with you. I don't like the arrow. Yeah, I don't like the arrow rule either. I mean, they introduced it in the on the theory that it speeds the game up. I actually don't think it has.
No.
To be quite honest, but jump ball adds that element of
skill,
and well, it,
which
it is
gone
a skill.
Out of the game.
It has, yeah, you did right.
Something you need at the start of a game, but apart from that,
yeah.
Parsons' side was knocked away by Francis out of bounds, so Sydney will have it underneath their offensive basket. Minute 45 left in the final quarter here, 93-53, as it'll be Purcell to inbound the ball. Woodyard fighting for it. Gets it, and it gets a foul on the back from Francis as well. Woodyard gets the points, so she'll go to the line.
That's right.
Playing it out to the end, at least.
Well, that's right.
So Woodyard over the line, then she's got 14 tonight so far. Free throw won't go. She hasn't been real good from there at all tonight, I don't think. See the final stats on that, but Ebsery in the front court. Back to Francis. Is that a third one? Francis for the third one. Look at 20. Just sit her out there.
That's right. Just find her the spot. Screen action. Get her free on the 3-point line. Let her go for it.
Why not? 3 from 3 in the last couple of minutes. Purcell is fouled as she's on the baseline. Kayla Francis. Total unknown, but I think a few people are finding a little bit out about her right now. So,
she's enjoying it too, which is good.
Yeah, why not? Why not? 20 points for the game. Purcell at the line with a minute 21 to go. Dean Kinsman talking to the referee, who's not happy about that.
I think it's the referee talking to Dean there in that situation.
to give him a lecture.
Yes.
I just felt like Dean must have said something.
I'm sure he did. It's a frustrating situation to be in as a coach. It's been a long season. He's been hit his first season in the program. He's been hit by a lot of injury.
Oh.
A new group of kids, really. So he hasn't got a he's an experienced coach, though. He was an assistant coach with the Adelaide Lightning when I coached back in 94-95,
yeah.
So he's been around, he knows the game, and doing a good job with these kids. They've improved a lot since the start.
Yeah, I mean, the injury started pre-season.
That's exactly before they got up the court.
Yeah. As Woodyard comes up with another two, just 16, 56 seconds, we're inside the last minute here. Ebsery. Pass back to Lewis. Pass inside to Herrick. Left-handed shot won't go. Shearing tries to keep it alive. Does. Ebsery round the corner to Shearing. Ebsery gets it back somehow. Goes outside. Four. She's got four three-pointers in this final quarter.
Hello, Francis. Is she four from four? I don't recall her taking...
Did she take one earlier?
I can't recall her taking a three earlier in the
game.
We've
only got the first quarter stats there.
That's right. It'd be interesting to know if she's gone 4 for 4.
She certainly has in this fourth quarter.
That's right.
Woodyard driving around Francis at the basket. Layup won't go, and a late call on a foul.
It was, yeah.
After the basket. It was Francis got called for the foul. Well, in fact, she's going to sit down for 23 points.
She's done a really good job.
16 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's been a great effort from her.
It has. She's played well. She was, offensively, certainly, she was there.
Tompkins have come back in for the last 16 seconds, and she even she walked off signaled that she was going to be subbed off to the bench.
I'm
going to love the like she was doing the right thing. Woodyard misses the first, misses the second.
Following all the team rules, no doubt.
Herrick grabbing the defensive rebound has been fouled by Purcell. We'll now walk to the other end of the court. The shot clock is stopped at 16.4 seconds. Purcell's second foul, and it'll be Rachel Herrick to go to the line for the AIS. I hope this isn't a sign of how the last 16 seconds is going to go. Walk from one end to the other. Herrick makes the first.
Third quarter was the only quarter of the game that the AIS didn't get into the title.
Yep, probably would have been. Herrick makes both the free throws, so maybe Georgia Woodyard should have a word with her. Georgia's free throw shooting tonight has been abysmal.
Yes, it has.
Rick with the ball on the front court, 7 seconds left in the game. Ibsrey chasing her, dribbles inside, lost it to Lewis. Lewis dribbling away to the other end, heaves a shot at the buzzer, won't go, and it's all over. Sydney didn't get to the 100. They got close, 97.
That's right, and but, that might well have been one of the AIS's goals. So.
Yeah.
Maybe they achieved one of their goals.
It may have been, but the Flames have got the win that they wanted. And they got some good practice at trying to play zone defence, which
wasn't perhaps a success.
But
no, I think there was some improvement. You know, in that 1-2-2 matchup zone that they ran, they in patches they were much more effective than others. And I think some of that was dictated by the players they had on the floor as well. When they had some of their more experienced senior players in that 1-2-2 zone, it worked better than some of their benchies. But still, I think Karen would be taking a great risk throwing something like that at some of the more experienced teams. So, let's see.
Yeah. Indeed. Well, there we go. The first game of this doubleheader tonight here at the AIS Arena. And in the Prysatec Women's National Basketball League, the Sydney Uni Flames have come out victors. It was 97-61. The scoreboard's already cleaned that one up. So I hope I've got that right. We'll check it again later once we get the stats as well. But Michelle, thanks a lot for that one. But we're looking forward to the next game later this evening, which will be the Canberra Capitals up against the Townsville Fire, which should be another beauty.
Right.
We'll see you then. Well, it is a little bit strange, but the most exciting part of the whole night was Taylor Francis in that fourth quarter. 4 3-pointers. A lot of fun there to watch that. But really, it's not a game of any great excitement very early on in the piece once Sydney had done it. Take no dominance by a quarter time with a 30-14 lead. It was really a one-sided show. And a lot of it, Charmaine Taylor Francis with those 4 3-pointers in the fourth quarter. Wouldn't be much excitement at all. But this is not a close game, 97-61, reflecting that. And look at the stats then, VAS started badly. They had tons of turnovers, 8 I think it was in the first quarter, ended up with just 22, so they did improve that. And they improved their rebounding as well. They were giving up tons of offensive boards. They got that back into that. It was closer. The AIS actually winning the offensive boards 16-14 over the Sydney Flames. The AIS, Kayla Francis was this outstanding player, 23 points, 4 of 5 from 3-point range. She must have missed one sometime earlier in the game. Of course, they score at the end of the game. She also had 5 rebounds and a couple of steals. So, good all round game for her. McKenna Dompkins, the other standout player of the AIS, 11 points and 10 rebounds at the end of the double-double. Well, Katie Ipsery certainly was trying out there. She acquired offensive boards, 6 total rebounds, 6 assists, 7 turnovers, though, supporting those stats and a couple of steals along with it. Luella Thomas on the straight top of the block shots list, being 4th of the game. While for the Flames had 20 players in double figures, the scorers for them was Georgia Woodyard with 16, Vicky Brickett 15, Charmaine Purcell 14, and 14, 12 for Rawls as well. So lots of scorers and contributors all over the place. The good thing for Sydney is that we've got another game tomorrow, and they didn't put any of their starters to work too hard. Trish Allen played less than 19 minutes, Glenn Snell less than 16, Porter didn't even make 20, Merrill Lindsay didn't make 18 minutes on court. So that was pressure for their second game for the weekend against the Capitals tomorrow night. But tonight, at the AIS Arena in the early game, the Sydney Uni Flames 97 defeated the AIS 61.